Hello everybody, my name is Amir Malekpour from MIE Consulting Agency in Vienna. Our company provides special services to the ones who are looking for a better life. In fact, we help you to choose a new country to live, to work, to study. We work with many different local lawyers who are very well known and have good names. Today, we are going to talk to an interview with one of our partners, one of the lawyers we are working with in Vienna, to help you to have some insight how the system here works. So, if you would like to know how you can live in Europe, what are the challenges, situation and conditions, be with me. We'll go there, talk to Dr. Winfried Schwartz, and I hope we can help you to make a right decision in your pathway for a better future. Let's go. Hello everybody, today we are interviewing Dr. Winfried Schwartz from the Schwartz Schoenherr. I would like to ask him please to introduce his law firm and himself for your introduction for the first part of our interview, please.
Thank you very much, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you. My name is Winfried Schwartz, I'm an Austrian lawyer. I have been practicing law for a couple of decades now. We set up this firm here in 2006, so we have a couple of years of experience by now. We are a medium-sized Austrian law firm. We currently have six partners and a couple of associates. What we do? What we do mainly, we do all kind of commercial work, including handling of foreign investments, including a corporate law, real estate law for commercial entities as well as for private investors. We also do immigration law, which mainly goes together with investments, all types of residence permits. And we also do intellectual property, which is patent law, trademarks, copyright. We have a As you're talking to me, I have to mention, we have a long-standing relationship with MIE. MIE is a valued cooperation partner. I think we have been working together for 4 or 5 years by now. Mm-hmm. Mainly we do this in the area of immigration law. Mm-hmm. Basically this means we handle together all types of immigration matters, which is mainly residence permits for students, for so-called residence permits without work permit, which would be a person with some money comes to Austria and just lives here, and so-called Rot-Weiß-Rot card, which means in German red-weiß-red, which you might know is the Austrian flag, red-white-red. This means this is residence permits for people who have a qualified job in Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, lots of people nowadays are working on this area, especially for the immigration and investment in other countries. Some people believe it's better to do such work with the valued law firms. And we believe that Shavar has a good experience in this kind of fields. Can you please tell us what kind of things, for example, you have experience in? You've mentioned investment, student, resident permit without work permission, this kind of these types. Have you ever had clients in these fields? How was it? And our clients are normally from Arab or Iranian areas.
Well, yes, we had clients in all of these areas, quite a number of them. Actually, I cannot give you an exact figure. I would have to check my books about this. there has been a lot of things. The general experience is everything looks rather simple. You get all the information on the internet. When you read this, you have the feeling, I can put together all these documents. This is really a piece of cake. When you actually do it, it turns out that what is told in the internet is true, but it's not the complete information. There's many details you might not guess from what it says there. It's all like it's not rocket science, but it's a lot of details. And our experience tells us, since we do this since a couple of years, that we are able to handle all these details, which might be for the benefit of the client in the end.
Yes, I believe there are some challenges in this way. Even if there is a good lawyer like a law firm like yours, but there are advertisements that it's very easy to get the resident permits, everything goes quick. What would you say as a...
Well, in theory this is all true. Practically, there is some cases where everything is very easy and everything is very quick. However, the majority of cases is we face that the authority is rather strict and complicated. So we would not really recommend to do this without professional assistance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And could you please tell me, there is some resident permit, they call it resident permit without work permission.
Yes.
It's very popular. Many people ask for it. And if you could just give us some sentences, some information, how this resident permit work, then I will go to others.
Well, the thing is, it's very easy but very difficult to get. There's only a limited number of permits which are issued every year. The government sets the number of permits to be issued. Currently, we are in the range of 560. So only 560 permits will be issued next year. And the applicants are treated on a first-come, first-served basis starting in January next year. So if you want to get such a permit, you have to have an appointment with the authority early in January, and then you have a chance to get it. But it's really a matter of hours, not even days, that you get a good appointment.
But if they get the appointment, still they have to present documents, followed up, I think.
Yes, the authority then checks, do you have a place to live in Austria? Do you earn enough money? This is again a figure which changes every year. This is set by the government. You have to prove that you have the money, and you have to show that you, where you got the money from, and this is from legitimate sources.
Okay. And do you recommend these? These resident permits,
yes,
for people who are just, they are young, they want to work here, is that suitable for them?
Well, if you want to work here, that's not the permit you need, because it expressly excludes working as an employee or working as an active manager of a company. Still, you can have private investment, like as a passive investor. You can buy a company and have other people run it for you, but you cannot work in the normal sense of the word.
Okay. So what kind of things, if someone wants to work here or wants to invest, which kind of substitutions?
If you want to invest money, you can start a company and then you get a visa as investor. Basically, you would have to bring the money you need to Austria. You would have to start a new business. It's not sufficient that you just buy something and continue to run it. You would have to start a new business. And if this business can demonstrate that it adds, so to say, a little to the Austrian economy by, for instance, providing new employment, then you're likely to get a permit. The thing again is you have to show to the authority a valuable business plan, which they would check and discuss, and you would have to bring all the money to Austria before you can be granted the permit.
I see. Okay. So business plan, the money, these kind of things are the real materials, and they need to provide and they need to check if they have it. And
yes,
they have to prove that they can have a good and positive influence on the economy.
Yeah, and they would also think if you start a business in a certain area, that you have to have some experience in this area. For instance, if you start a hotel, you could buy, for instance, a hotel which is almost in bankruptcy and start this as a new business, or you can buy the real estate. But they would only believe you if you can demonstrate that you have some experience in the hotel business. Like if you have been doing something completely different, they would not believe that you're actually going to run this business successfully here. Well,
thank you for saying this, because I have people asking us about, you know, investing on hotels or, for example, franchises like McDonald's, Burger King. Is it possible to get the resident permit on such business if someone brings $500,000 or $1 million, something like this?
Theoretically, yes. Franchise is particularly difficult because there is not necessarily the authorities, the bottleneck, but the company that gives you the franchise. The franchisor will have its strict guidelines. For instance, at McDonald's, you have to have a certain amount of money which you will invest. You have to go to certain training sessions. You have to do exactly what they tell you. There's a long agreement with long manuals you have to meet, and all these things have to be implemented. And only then McDonald's will give you a license, and only then you can get the residence permit.
So it means it's not only the money, it's your experience, your ability to manage it, and then you have to prove that you have attended some courses, some trainings.
In the franchise business, yes. And in franchise it also... if we stay at the example of McDonald's, you would have to handle the employees yourself. You would have to be there in the business and do some training at the machines. You have to learn the business from scratch. And there you also have to be able to communicate with your co-workers and subsequently with your employees. This won't be possible without some basic German. Okay. It's different when you invest in a hotel. You will probably be able in Austria to manage this when you speak English only, okay, and have some staff that can communicate.
I would also believe that a hotel is a good investment. But the question is, your law firm provide such consultation, telling people that, you know, this hotel's transfer is okay, is everything working legal? Have you got a tax?
Well, we... besides what we have been talking about, in corporate law we also handle the purchase of companies and enterprises. So yes, we do have some experience in as relates to we buy an enterprise and we can check the legal side. We can do the legal due diligence, which means, is this a valuable company? Is the company, as they say, in good standing? Is the real estate okay? And so on. In addition, you would need to check the taxes, but what we do not do is checking the business plan and doing the calculation if the salaries are fine, if your profit would be enough. This would be done by some experts. We could recommend someone doing that. Advisors and tax advisors who do the necessary calculations, who write the business plans, but that's not part of the legal business.
Okay, no, this is not part of it, but you know, people are, let's say, foreigners. When they come here, they're a bit confused and they ask us.
Yeah, well, they need general advice in various areas. They need legal advice, they need tax advice, and to run a business, they also need a business consultant telling them exactly how this type of business works here. And I guess it's even different if you run a hotel in Italy than if you run a hotel in Austria. It depends which kind of customers do you have. We have like a strong tourism industry here, which also means there's some competition. So you have to know these kind of things that you're able to run this business.
Okay. So sometimes I do recommend that our clients or applicants, first they come here, sometimes on a, let's say, student resident permit or something like this. not to bring the money at the beginning. For example, if they want to invest in a hotel, maybe they should take some courses here in related fields. And then, and only then, when they are familiar, then they can start their business. You know, maybe it's more profitable if they come with a big investment to us. But we tell them that it's better to go maybe step by step. What is your opinion?
Well, there is, in addition to all the legal and technical problems, there's, so to say, the cultural thing. And in a way, if you want to be a successful business person in this country, to a certain extent, you have to know the culture of this country. You have to familiarize yourself, how do things work. And often we have people coming here from abroad and they are surprised how well some things work and also how bad some things work. You know, like it's a mixed experience. Certainly we are a highly developed country and many things work quite well, but not everything works very well. And there you might need special advice how to handle these kind of issues. Mm-hmm. So yes, definitely it's better. And I also think, as you mentioned, spending time as a student. Yes, this would be a good idea if someone comes here and does some studies, so they would get familiar with the country, with the language, with the mentality. And at this occasion, by the way, we also work in cooperation with a private university, which also handles this, which also offers courses in this field of hotel management and so on, exactly. Like local business.
So there is possibility, they come, they learn, they get familiar with the culture, and then they decide to transfer the money or not. And is it possible to switch it from, for example, a student visa to Rot-Weiss card for investment?
Yes, as soon as you're legally in Austria, before your residence permit expires, you can ask for a different type of residence permit, and you can handle all this from Austria.
But we have people like 40, 45. They want to come here, they want to learn, they want to start their study, for example, in hotel management. Is it possible for someone in 45 or 40, or there is some kind of age limit for people to come and study in Austria? How is it?
Well, from point of view of the university, there is no age limit whatsoever. Even in Austria, many people who are retired, who live on their pension, study like just as a free time hobby, so to say, because they are interested in whatever they study. People study things they have always been interested into and never had the opportunity to do, so they do this now. So university would accept you if you have the necessary whatever criteria. The authorities would not believe that you actually will run a business if you come here and start to study when you're 65. When you are 45 and you can demonstrate that it's likely that after a few years of studying you will run a business, this, in our experience, will in particularly be accepted if it's done at a private university.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This looks like, if you go to a private university, this looks more like a serious type of business idea.
Okay. This is something from Dr. Schwartz telling you that, yes, in 40, 45, if you really show and demonstrate the documents proving that you have enough funds to start a business after your studies, it is possible to apply for such resident permit and to do such plan. And you recommended, like, better to get familiar first and then to transfer money.
Well, you know, in a way, it's also our task to make people happy. I mean, we also take money for doing that, but so we do not like to recommend going into an expensive investment and people don't like it and want to leave the country and de-invest. So it would be better people come here, get familiar with the country, and if they like it, they go for the next step.
Okay, this is very important. And maybe you didn't mention it, but I would like to say it, that Schwarzschulner, even in, for example, intellectual property, I think it was ranked as the first in the whole EU, wasn't it?
Well, we are happy to be in the first tier in this international lawyer qualifications in this special area of patent, trademarks and copyright.
Great. So I can tell you there is a very valued partner of MIE whose experience could be with you in all steps. For the people who are coming here and they're some kind of scared, let's say, to take the steps, We can tell you, you have to first do the research, but we are here with our friends, partners, contacts to help you to take some safe steps. I can tell clients, because they ask us that if we come here, we want to invest on properties, are the people who can help us to do everything in a legal way. At the ending point, I would like to ask you if for such services, they can count on the legal services from your law firm, right?
Yes, this is also what we do.
Great. So you shouldn't be worried about these kind of things. And we would be very happy to help you in these kind of issues with our legal friends, let's say. And thank you very much for taking part in this interview. Would you like to say something to our audiences or?
Well, thank you for listening. I hope there was one or another point which is interesting for you, and we would be happy to be at your service.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
And have a good day.